myself and Paula have been pretty passionate to own our own piece of land here in Tassie for a number of years now. We came and looked at this property in Rosevale, which ticked all our boxes and what we wanted out of some land, and the price was in our price range, and we put in an offer and they accepted.
You and Anthony are both first time farmers.
Yes, so I started as a pastry chef for maybe 7 or 8 years, and then I went to do a marine science degree, which is what I could do working with animals here in Tassie without having to move state. I love Tasmania. Coming out of that degree, I ended up working with education, policy and education, before we did this leap of faith to buy the farm and try to start our own business here.
And you were into marine farming of sorts.
I was actually based in Perth before Tassie, in a fly-in, fly-out role in exploration. Extremely passionate about the marine environment, love scuba diving, eating and cooking seafood. And yeah, I came to Tassie because of the AMC to study a fisheries management degree and aquaculture. And spent 4 years at AMC before actually finding work down in the south in the salmon industry.
It is a real leap of faith with those particular backgrounds. What's your end goal? How would you like to transform this property and create an income out of it?
So the idea with this farm, it's a very small farm, it's less than 20 acres. So it's to create just enough of an income that we can live we can live comfortably, but stick to our ethics, because that was the main goal. That was why we started the business. We wanted to have an income that also respected Anthony's and I's our beliefs and our ethics. So especially if animal welfare and environment, we're both very passionate about the environment, and animals were always a big thing for me growing up, and then later on I wanted to be a vet. So we wanted to just to make sure that the farm was a showcase to other small farmers, with people with very little land, that we can make a difference in a small way, but we can.
20 acres, can you make an income? What did your neighbours say?
I think not what they said, but the look.
We had one person telling us that, you don't intend to make a living out of it, do you? And I said, well, yes, we'll try.
Now we're actually looking at the living that you hope to extract from, and this is your pastured chook enterprise to create pastured eggs, which you'll eventually sell.
Yeah, this was our first, our first stacked enterprise for the farm. So the pastured, raised and fed chooks that we have here, they're consistently moving, or should I say they're chasing down the cows that are ahead of them. So our egg mobile is moved every 2 days. They're only allowed on the pasture for 48 hours before they're moved to new ground. And they're following our cows at the moment around the whole area. And as you can see, they love foraging on the grass and all the bugs from also, and then spreading out all the manure from what the cows are putting down. And so our aim is for the chooks to come at least 7 days post where the cows have grazed. So this is an ever-going moving system where there is animal impact on our land, high impact, and then a very long rest period where you won't have these animals come through this area for another 6 months.
And there's enough rest so that the chickens aren't eating the dung beetles?
Yes, we wait for the dung beetles for most of the dung beetles to have left the cow pies, and that's when the chickens move in. So they can still have bugs and larvae from flies, but they're not going to be damaging our dung beetle population. And the moving every day is Anthony's observations. So he comes here and he looks at the impact that they are doing on the ground, and how much they have pooped around, and how much herbs and grasses are left, and move them on. And we found that every 2 days at this season, at the moment, it seems to be a good time.
What breed are they?
They are Highline Browns. So they came as day-olds to us. We've been taking care of them since then. Has been very, very time-intensive, but very rewarding to see them grow so healthy.
Good morning, ladies. So this is the egg mobile. that's moved every day that I've built, hand-built, with doing the own, welding my own chassis, dual axle with a trapdoor system that lets the chooks in and out at night time. So I lock them up every night, and then in the morning I let them out, and the girls will go in there each night, and then this is their perching space and also where the eggs are all laid with their nesting boxes as well. We are currently under a holistic management regen ag management for the farm, so that's already underway by using animal impacts to increase biodiversity and start the soil web community here from starting it to thriving. So in these just two systems with cows and chooks, yeah, this is what's going to be stimulating the system. And then of course this is our first season here, so it's all on observation, like how the system will respond on next growing season. But under the regen scheme, you can use multiple differences in animal production, or different fodders or grasses or multi-species cropping for the area that you're after. So
yeah, so we just want to show other farmers what can be done with a small piece of land, not a lot of money behind you, and just seeing what our farm can offer without us planting seeds or putting lots of inputs in. We just want to, with good management and lots of observations and a lot of time on Anthony's part, especially because I'm taking care of our baby for now, but what can be done?
What's your market?
Well, at the moment, for our eggs, where we'll look is probably in restaurants and cafes that uphold top quality produce, and they're also seeking to sell produce from small producers such as ourselves. I guess people with the same ethics that we have as well, that are into regen ag, just looking after the environment.
Any other ventures in the pipeline five years from now?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. So we're looking also to go into broilers soon. So once I see that it's manageable, that the pasture layers system is working, it's working with your clients, the product is at its best, we'll look into the next stacked enterprise, which is probably pastured broilers, and then maybe possible quail later on.
It's a big change in our lives, absolutely, but totally worth it.